Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on The Fan, brought to you by Ford, the official vehicle of the Dallas Cowboys. Ford's the best in Texas. And a good afternoon to Jake Ferguson. How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Man, we mentioned the 14 catches through two games last week. Then you went out and put up another 13. What do you think about all the targets and the catches you're getting right now?
Yeah, I mean, never complaining about that. Obviously, I know a lot of them were, you know, check downs and stuff, but opportunities to get a little bit of yak and, you know, get after it. So, you know, never, like I said, never complaining.
Are you getting frustrated not being able to just wiggle loose in the open field and show off the yak skills?
A couple times. There's a couple shoelace ones that have got me down and, you know, maybe my ankle was twisting and I was just like, ah. But, yeah, I'm itching for one. It's coming.
Where does that game rank on the most exhausted you've ever been playing football?
It was actually hot. Like, I'm a Midwest guy, but it was actually surprisingly really hot in that game. And then, yeah, no, I was cooked by the – there was one point, I think it was right before I had a catch. It was literally – yeah, it was. And I looked off to the sideline. I was like, God, like I just caught two of them or something. I was like, guys, come on. And he goes, one more. It's your play. I'm like, all right. And then I ended up catching it. But, yeah, that was –
Is that the toughest situation to be in when you're running, like, you just know every play is going to be a 20, 30-yard run and just keep coming back and it's no huddle?
Yeah, I mean, that's a moment we call biting it down on the bit. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the racehorses.
You just got to
dial in. But, you know, that was a focus of mine this week, was a little bit of the conditioning.
How extensive is, like, the training camp conditioning tests? Like, how much is – I know you guys had to run gassers because y'all were all fighting with each other at one point in camp, which was fun. We appreciated
it. That's love, yeah. you know, it's – you're definitely getting into that – into the shape, you know what I mean? But I think – honestly, you know, it's – I think there's nothing really like a game, especially when you go 2 minute and, you know, you're 2 minute for more than the actual 2 minutes, like – you know, majority of the games, I'm usually good. Like, I'm breathing. Don't get me wrong. I'll be breathing hard on a couple plays. But never like that where it was, you know, 2 minute. And then I don't even remember how many catches I had in one of the drives. But then I had a couple just, like, love of the game routes is what I call them, and just clear out routes. But, yeah, no, I was shot. But this week was working a little bit and had a couple good days. So was able to run a little bit after practice. So.
Okay, so Eric brought up fighting, and I remember reading this story in the morning news. Did you almost get punched by a mom at a peewee game?
Yeah, that's crazy. I did not know that got out there.
What a pull.
Yeah, that's a crazy pull. Yeah, I did. It was a JV football game. It was my freshman year, and I was a defensive guy. The first time I started playing tight end was college. So I was always defensive. I mean, I had a couple offers for defense. I love defense. My whole family's defense. And that's what I love to do. And so this guy decided he wanted to run down the sideline. And I kind of hit him pretty hard. And he flew out of the sideline and was like, you know, I don't like seeing people get hurt. But he was, I mean, I think he had the wind knocked out of him. I don't know if he's out there listening. But hit him. And then all of a sudden, this lady came up to me and was like swinging on me, like probably got at least four or five good shots in before I even realized what was going on. And then like my guys got me or whatever. And I was like, what just happened? And then I went into our athletic director, and they were like, yeah, that's not the first time. I was like, dang, yeah. So, no, it was crazy. Yeah, it was wicked.
Now, was this with your helmet was still on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I don't really care about it. Like, she, if my helmet was off, she probably would have pieced me, honestly. but yeah, I mean, I got my helmet on. She probably had some bruised knuckles after that.
She sounds like a baddie.
Little Milfy?
No, I'm engaged, man.
Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Cowboys. It looks like everybody's picking the Packers here. What do you guys have to do to have everybody eating crow on Monday morning?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to execution, and it's, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, it's next man up mentality. Like, you know, it doesn't matter who goes down. You know, this is the NFL. You're brought here for a reason. We got to have that mentality with some of these young guys coming up, and as well as like some of us older guys. Like, I can't believe I'm an older guy. just holding it down. You know what I mean? And it just comes, like I said, just comes down to execution. And you know, at the end of the day, just like not having any I can't say what they're called, but shooting yourself in the foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't have any of those.
The media, obviously, the big deal is the Micah return. Does that get annoying for you guys just hearing about Micah?
Yeah, I mean, every week we play good guys. Every week we play. It's just he was here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you guys have something extra to make sure that he doesn't go crazy against you?
Yeah, man, we're changing our whole. I'm playing quarterback. And, no, I mean, you know what I mean. We're gonna play our game. We just gotta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Execute. Like I said, that's what it all comes down to.
Have to get your thoughts. You know, a little time before you were here, Jason Witten, an all-timer for the Cowboys, nominated to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, or at least the next step in the process. What do you remember about Witt and your reflections on his career?
Yeah, so I'll say this first. Still have never met him, which I'm salty about. However, great player, and, you know, his ability to get open, you know, even in his, like, his long career, he was doing it the entire time. And then just, like, you know, they call tight end, like, the security blanket or whatever, mm-hmm. and then just having that relationship with your quarterback, like, that's my whole goal. Like, as soon as I got here, I mean, you see the posters of him up on the wall in here. But, like, okay, that's my goal, is to be, you know, for security blanket and, you know, be there when he needs me. And, you know, just try to be as reliable as he was when he was here.
Hey, Jake, you know, just kind of watching your guys, the games and the film afterwards, you know, on Mondays and stuff, you guys are doing a great job of working with these tackles on these down blocks and combo blocks and stuff like that. Is it something that is it just kind of a veteran thing? I mean, you got, you know, with Span Ford, he's, you know, in his second year
Monster.
Now, but but man, you guys are just hammering these edges, and the running game is kind of benefiting from it. How has it been working with those guys? You know, with Steele and Guyton.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a testament a little bit to our coaches. You know, Coach Riley and then Coach Wells, Lunda and Connor Riley in the tight end room and then O line room. You know, we don't just do individual. We have like little sections where, you know, we go work on that for,
right,
you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and, you know, we're really nitpicking the small details. But I mean, like you said, Brevin Spanford, like, the dude's a monster. He's hungry. He's another Big Ten guy. And, you know, like I say, when you get Big Ten guys, you get some physicality. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the whole Big Ten was built off gap scheme football. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all we run. Power, baby. Like, that's what we started calling power this year, and I'm like, okay, now we're about to have some fun. So, you know, it's awesome watching those guys, and that's what they're built for, Schoon and Brev.
All right, Ferg, I got some of the fan question for you here on our Thursday visit with you, and Alex wants to know, it's a food question, how many tacos could you demolish in a single sitting, your choice of meat?
Ooh, okay. So are we talking the little mini tortillas, or are we talking?
It's dealer's choice here.
Okay, we're talking mini tortillas. I'm probably double digits. It doesn't matter what meat. It could be the carne asada, could be, you know, chicken, ground beef, whatever you want. I mean, mini ones go down quick, especially if you got a little cup of queso in there too.
Yeah, there you go.
You go queso over guac.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. queso is unstoppable. That's and then if we're talking like a big normal tortilla, like we're talking enchiladas or something like that, I could probably put down like 4 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I love talking enchiladas, man.
Yeah. My mom makes a seafood enchilada.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys, what's the deal with these coaches making it rain on you guys today at practice?
Oh, with the dollars? I thought I had to stop for a second and see if it was real. I was about to start picking it up.
Collect.
Hold on a second. But yeah, it was obviously fraudulent. Yeah, no, that was crazy. They always come up with something for the little bag drill we do right after stretch.
How do you feel about Sunday Night Football? Anything extra on that?
Yeah, I try not to. You know, I like to stay calm, cool, collected, stay in the moment. But yeah, Sunday Night Football is always awesome.
Well, best of luck putting on a show. Hopefully, you're feasting on plenty of queso in the form of a cheesehead fans there that might be invading AT&T Stadium.
Not the cheesehead, I love that.
Yeah, let's go. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you. Thank
you. Appreciate you guys. Yep,
there he goes. Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.